The display windows let in a brilliant afternoon light, at an awkward angle that made everything seem surreal. It was a normal workday, and I was pretending to be Sisyphus, keeping empty hangers off the floor and full ones on the racks, babysitting the regulars who know the rules but won't play by them. I wore my personal uniform of jeans and a black cami, mid-length messy hair tucked behind my ears and no jewelry or makeup, just a couple small tattoos, and a stray ribbon that I couldn't bear to throw away tied around my wrist. People kept asking what I was smiling about. It's not the sort of thing I go around doing for no good reason. I was thinking about something I'd read. Something you had written. Your words seem innocuous sometimes. Wholesome. They have a particular, unassuming tone that maybe turns a little sad, then drops into a darkness that's as comforting as it is uncomfortable. Warm, perceptive words that lure me into states of mind I'm not prepared for. It's almost like they're reading me back. So I wasn't exactly surprised when I felt eyes on me. All over me. Not intimidating, but not insipid either. I couldn't place the sensation at first because it was so familiar. Like something I had dreamed about, but it wasn't in my head. It was outside me and very real. I looked up from what I was doing at the same moment you laid your hand on my arm. You were so close it was like a threat, at least in my composure, and I stopped breathing when you said my name, but I liked it. And the pressure of your fingers on my skin grounded me. You asked if I would leave with you. I dropped what was in my hands, ignoring the clatter of metal and plastic on concrete. There was a brief chorus of comments and a glare or two as I left it there and let you lead me out the door to the street. After the relative darkness inside, my mind scattered in the weird light. I couldn't find anything to say. You were so intent on where we were headed, though conversation didn't seem necessary. I was breathing fast, too, but not because of the pace. You were in no hurry. We covered a few blocks, then crossed to the other side of the street and shifted into a recessed doorway. The building was empty and the door was unused, same as lots of other little spaces like that, decorated with peeling paint, old flyers, and stained cement. You stood face to face with me, my back against one side of the opening. I had my first good look at you then. Perfect. All the little mental bits gathered over months of correspondence fit together. Dozens of restless nights and mornings, turning over tiny details. Endless questions that could never draw you out enough to satisfy me. Could you feel, with my body inches from yours, how I always want more of you? Your eyes rested comfortably on mine, which kept falling to your mouth, but closed involuntarily when you spread your hand over my hip. The way you stood hid that contact from the street. We could have been a couple deciding where to go for dinner, or normal friends making ordinary plans. No one but me could hear you ask if it was okay for you to touch me. I stuttered a little, telling you that, yeah, it was okay, that I didn't mind. Yes. For a second, I successfully held eye contact. But my resolve faltered when I felt your fingers slip down my jeans, between my legs. I also felt my face turn bright red. My eyes shut and I whimpered, biting down on my lip. Then you melted me. Utterly. You stepped closer and put your other hand on the small of my back and pulled me. It's okay. And asked if I was that wet because of you. Yeah. Yeah. That was you. Well done. I was able to meet your eyes again then, but found that I was gripping your shirt tight in both hands. More than anything, I wanted you to kiss me. Right there. Right on my goddamn mouth. Instead, you kissed my hand as you turned and pulled me back on the sidewalk with you. I was lightheaded, but I managed to stay upright for a few more blocks. We walked up to the glass doors of a hotel and in. Nice place. All the typical impersonal luxury, but modern, and showing the towny personality of the neighborhood. Nobody paid us any attention. There was no reason for them to. You knew where you were going. We joined several strangers in the elevator and started up. After about the 10th floor, we were mostly alone, but you stayed leaning against the opposite wall, watching me. You caught my eye when someone got on for a few stories and smiled when they left. But you didn't touch me, or let anyone else see that there was anything going on. Fuck. I was dying. I was really starting to doubt myself. Finally, on some indecently high floor, the doors opened and you touched my elbow as you squeezed past another guest coming in, holding the door politely until I was beside you in the empty hallway. The second the elevator was gone, you had me against the corridor wall, and then you kissed me. Fuck, I'd wanted that since the first time you gave me a reading recommendation. Holding on to you hard, I said I needed you inside me. You gently moved my arms to my sides, holding them there while you carried on, kissing my lips, my face, my neck. It was so patient, it was cruel. Then you brought one of my hands to your crotch. Please. However you want. You could have taken my mouth right there, pushed me onto my knees, and pinned my head to the wall with your dick on my throat, and I would have adored you for it. You stopped kissing me. I almost panicked for a second, but you slid one hand around my back, cradling my head with the other, and sunk your teeth into my neck. I may have sobbed softly. Maybe it sounded a little like your name. When you let go to take a look at the mark you left, you could see the way my body was pleading for you. Eyes dark and wet, lip bitten red, hands trembling. You told me to follow you. That simple instruction did me in. More than the touch of your lips, or hands, or teeth, or even your body's obvious desire for me. But it calmed and reassured me, too. You turned and started down the hall, pulling a key card from your pocket. Naturally, I followed.